And eventually we lined up and were taken into Singapore to return to Australia on the old Largs Bay, promptly called the Lags Bay by some wit. It took us about 2 weeks to get back to Australia. It was a very, very slow trip. I suppose it was a form of quarantine to see if there was any other disease going to break out, but they should have known. Their doctors must have told them that really we were only suffering from malnutrition. When we pulled into Darwin, we weren't allowed ashore. We were treated like children in that regard, but finally arrived in Brisbane and a long procession up through Queen Street and out to Moorooka, where we were finally given our papers and some money, and where I insisted on being discharged very foolishly, but I was discharged very early and was permitted to return home, sitting in a seat, of course, all the way back to Bowen, where my legs were so swollen from beriberi edema that I had to have medical treatment. I'm reminded, too, of the dirt of our bodies. Quite of the soap we were given to clean ourselves in the weeks before we got onto the boat. The sheets on the first morning after my first sleep in my cabin were almost black from dirt. And when we got home, my first hot bath, in the plunge bath, left a rim of greasy black muck all around the bath. No doubt we have become used to dirt, and this, of course, must happen to primitive peoples. You don't know how dirty you are